The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Patriots and socialist distancers, welcome. It is that time for your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and it is my pleasure to be spending Saturday night with all y'all. So, howdy do to everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week. Typical summer week out here with just really a classic textbook summer week here. At least in my area, you know, New England's funny. You can drive around the corner and have completely different weather, as they say. But, you know, big white fluffy clouds, real actual blue sky, no chemtrails. It was just a beautiful summer week. Hope you all had a wonderful week as well. Hope your little victory gardens are doing great. Things are starting to come along pretty good. Some stuff I'm happy with, some I'm disappointed with, but I am pressing forward anyways. I hope you're one of those that doesn't just go out, you know, when you plant a garden and just throw some things in the spring, and that is what it is. You see, especially people that are cramped on space, and I've had both opportunities where I had endless space to grow as much garden as I wanted, and then I had situations where I was limited. And, you know, those little stresses in life, they toughen us, they make us, they sharpen the edge, and they get you thinking about rotating other things in there. All right, when you're limited on space, you know, once a crop is done, it's like early in the spring, there's a lot of things like radishes, that type of stuff. You plant early, you harvest early, and then you got that space. Fill it right up again with something else. Keep your garden always full and always, always, always moving forward. Anyways, hope everyone's doing well. I wish I had, you know, just a big rambling list of all kinds of good news. But, you know, although that's out there, I'll have to admit that I am one of those that will tell you every once in a while, stop, you know, smell the roses every now and again and appreciate some of the finer things in life as they come by. But what is the wet blanket of government has wrung the joy out of everyone's life. I don't care what side of the political fence you're on. You would think the Democrats right now everywhere would be walking on a cloud. All right, the Biden regime is in power. All kinds of great Biden-related policies coming into play. He's wielding a huge executive sword. You'd think they'd be walking on a cloud. But they are miserable people, too. Dangerous and miserable. They are beside themselves out there. I don't know. I just don't know what to say. There's the wet blanket of government is taking the joy out of everyone's life. I mean, I look around. Can you think of anyone, any group? And I suppose there's some out there. People would often point to the Amish and some of the indigenous people of the world who have managed to disconnect themselves to a large extent. And yeah, on a relative scale, I bet you they are able to find and achieve happiness on a daily basis on some sort of relative scale, unlike us. But, you know, by and large, society, the American culture, the American anything, what do we have to brag about? I mean, I'm proud of my nation. I'm proud of the freedoms and the liberties that really now is just a window dressing. It used to mean something. It used to mean something. And I think sometimes I come off as a stick in the mud, as not loving my country, not being a patriot or patriotic. But, you know, you got to put your big girl pants on every now and again and look at things and evaluate them for what they are. You've got to use discernment, practicality, things like this come to mind as well. Now, myself, and probably like a lot of my listeners, you probably read and study more of the founding documents than the vast majority of people out there. So the image that you have of liberty and freedom is tainted with actual liberty and freedom. All right? And that's my problem. As I look back at what you know, 12, 13, 14-year-old men, I'm going to call them men. I talked the other week about the courier that ran from Massachusetts, from Boston to New York. It was a 14-year-old boy. And so much of our freedom, that's just one example, and I said so at the time, it's only one example of numerous out there where individuals, including young individuals, did some amazing things that contributed significantly to the actual freedoms and liberties that our founders tried to give us. You know, when they signed those documents, we often, you know, people reference the Constitution all the time. All right, predicated the Constitution was the Declaration of Independence. And there were other declarations and other constitutions floating around even before the Declaration of Independence was signed. In fact, the Commonwealth where I'm from is the single oldest continuously functioning constitution in the world. Of all the faults that we have, we do have that. I'm hoping we can redeem ourselves here. But that Declaration of Independence, you know, that was like signing a death warrant. They all knew it. That there was no more pussyfooting around on whether we were going to make a stand or not. The words that they put on that paper and signing their name to it, it was either, you know, live free or die, as the motto is up in New Hampshire. I mean, that's the position they were in. They were about to engage in a battle for their liberties and freedoms. And surely, if they lost, they would be dead. They would be hung. They would be hunted down, either shot and executed or hung. They were all in. And what they viewed as liberty and freedom, you know, what we have today is nothing like that. Nothing like that. You got to beg to have a dog, for crying out loud. You got to have a license for it. You know, think about everything you've got a license for. Everything, every little license, whether it's a contractor's license of some sort, every little license or certificate you have. And know that it's revocable. Seriously, what if you went up there and said, I want to get a dog license for little Fufu? And said, well, you know, we've got a pet equity program going on, and you happen to be in the pet equity zone. And, you know, there's too many white people with pets, and, you know, we can't do that. So, no, you can't have a license, so you can't have a dog. Can you imagine that? Dog is a piece of property, you know. It is. It's your property. can't license Liberty. But people don't realize that. So they run right out and they give them the fee. Here, is there anything else I can do? Or shall I kiss your ass in any other way? So yeah, I seem like a little bit of a stick in the mud once in a while. But it's because we let so much slip away in what I view as freedom and liberty are things in the friggin' rear view mirror. It's nothing that I see clearly in front of me right now. We, the people, this generation and past, and the ones coming up, the ones that they're churning out of these re-education camps they call government schools, we are screwed people. Yeah, if you think you can let another year, another 2 years, another 3 years of graduating classes of those numbnuts and think that this Republic can withstand that? All of those people are voters. Legitimate voters. It's bad enough we got to worry about illegals voting here in this country. But these people are legitimate citizens of this country who hate America, who think white people are bad and that black people have an inherent deficit. They now are confused what gender they are. I mean, and this goes right to the people that, you know, teach these young people. Now, the state has just about done everything but come right out and said, yeah, well, we own and control your kids and we'll do what we want. I mean, they haven't quite done that yet. But, you know, from a practical point of view, they're there. They do whatever they want to your children inside that school. And it's you that if you step out of line, the reports will be made to the state and the state apparatus will come down on your sorry ass. Yeah, when's the last time you called the state to bring to light that the school did something wrong and all of a sudden had them knocking on their door? They don't do that. You know, freedom and liberty. You know, you watch, it'll happen again. It's like an annual event. It's a sad, pathetic annual event for those that have been around for a while. But everyone likes to complain about the Big Brother nonsense and no privacy anywhere. Yeah, they're watching and listening to everything, and they are. And, you know, you point back to things, especially in the post 9/11 era, and the Patriot Act was among the most unpatriotic things that ever passed in this country. But what else kind of came through the door along with it is the NDAA, which was changed quite significantly in about 2013, I think it was. The old Smith-Mund Act, which used to prohibit essentially propaganda, government-created propaganda that is created with your tax dollars by your apparatus and then dispersed and distributed domestically. And that was changed. There's a lot of other things in there that are sketchy too, which is why even under the government's own standards, found this particular piece of legislation to be so onerous that it had to come up for reauthorization annually. Okay, you literally have a shot every year to shoot this thing down and say, nope, we're not reauthorizing that. This is too invasive. This is unconstitutional. Nope, we're not doing it. All right, well, it just got reintroduced again. And who introduces it doesn't even really matter. You know it's going to get put up there, and it did. And the calendar also filled up with, I think it was like 9 or 10 or so, other bills where they're renaming post offices and started stacking up this week's agenda with a bunch of stuff for renaming post offices, and then, bang, all of a sudden there's one in there for codifying abortion. Right? Flat out unconstitutional, fly in the face of the Supreme Court ruling, a bill is down way at the bottom of the list there, hidden. Right? And the NDAA, there it is. Now, these other bills, and there's, oh my goodness, there's for like 14,000 pieces of legislation that have been introduced and floating around. So, these things are getting submitted, and they have greased the skids. Not only is the NDAA moving quickly now, because it came out of committee and ready to go to the House, and so because there are big appropriations within it too, it has to originate in the House for them to do it smoothly. If it went the other way, it would have to go back again. So they're sending it to the House. And I think it was Friday, last minute, our good friend Adam Schiff, oh, Shifty Schiff, he came in, and he's got several bills out there. If you go and look, and you go to GovTrack, and you take a look at, things with his fingerprints on it, he is on a mad campaign to mop up and get rid of any evidence that exists out there that could incriminate him or any of his comrades. Now, he put in an amendment, just basically throwing shit against the wall here to see if something sticks. But, in this case, more than likely it will. This reauthorization is, they don't say it, but it's like one of those must-pass type of things. They really don't want you to consider the possibility that we might not reauthorize it. I mean, let's not forget it was put up to be reauthorized annually for exactly that reason, because it is a bit dangerous. And God forbid should we actually have a public open discussion on maybe not reauthorizing it. Oh, that's absurd. But yeah, this is an amendment to this right now, because I think Schiff expects, and I do too, without any resistance, this is just going to rocket sled right through. This is slick as a snot on a chicken's lip. You're going to see the NDAA all of a sudden one day be announced that it's been reauthorized. And I'm going to get to tell all those whiny little crybabies out there that are worried about their privacy, they're worried about government propaganda, I'll remind them that you had an opportunity and just remain silent. This comes up every year, yet this blindsides you every year. We should be out there really hard and loud right now trying to put an end to this. And if that doesn't happen, it will. It will go through. I have no doubt. But this bill that Schiff put in, we got fireworks still going off here. we got a bill now, or an amendment, that would prevent the military from giving any information to Congress or a congressional committee or any type of a judicial review of any kind. This is like unprecedented, in your face, tampering with evidence, I guess, obstruction of justice. How is it that a legislator, someone from Congress, can submit a bill, sponsor a bill, that says it is against the law for the military to provide any evidence that might incriminate one of us? For any reason. You can't submit nothing to the Congress. You can't submit nothing to the judicial branch. I mean, that's like in your face, people. For him to put that forward, I mean, I keep using this phrase. It's like your intelligence is being insulted. All right, I'm not just angry, I'm beyond angry. I'm at that point where these people are talking to us with such disdain that they would just insult our intelligence in almost every comment that comes out of their freaking mouth. You know, I'm beyond angry. I was angry years ago. Then I became shocked at what I came to understand. You know, I don't know what I am right now. I don't know what it is that you call this stage. I'm not without hope, but it is frustrating for sure. I'm awake and I have situational awareness. I see how things work. So many of the traditional and classic remedies and methods that we're supposed to use as a civilized society with a semi-healthy government, you know, those things are kind of off the table. They don't work. It's all come apart. All the wheels are coming off. You don't have the three branches of government, and you don't have the free and independent press. Right, there's four wheels right there. I mean, I'm not trying to equate the press with a branch of government, but their job was so stinking important, and they wound up in bed with the others. They're almost indistinguishable. How do you tell the difference between the truth and government propaganda through the mouths and the chirps of the mockingbirds? I don't know. It's a sick joke. It really is. So I don't know. I don't know how to describe that phase that I'm in right now. You know, it's almost like the stages of mourning. You know, when you lose someone extremely close to you. You know, you go through that angry phase and so on and so forth. You know, what phase is this right now? I used to be asleep and buy into all this political talk and the window dressing. And then I woke up. You know, I was angry. I was playing part of the duopoly, you know, the two-party system, the us and them with the Democrats and Republicans. And then as I woke up, I realized it wasn't just them. I looked around me and I said, there's these globalists. Sons of bitches that are sitting down there watching us like a couple little schoolyard kids beating the hell out of each other. And then they swoop in and take control. You know, and here I am now. I realize that there, you know, this globalization, it's been the rotten, you know, the worm in our apple. I think it's largely inconsistent. We should be in absolutely no hard and fast agreements with that community of jackals in any way. All right, you may, incidentally, you other nations out there, and talk to them independently. Don't gratify the international community as even existing. The United States got to start talking to other nations directly. Let them know, you know, maybe we can have a trading arrangement that is beneficial to both of us. Hopefully. We can trade with other nations without an international overseer. And it's the same thing. And we're going to talk more about it tonight. What's going on over in the EU right now? Oh, there's, you know, someone's been throwing stones at the old bee's nest again. The farmers are angry. And I kind of like this. This is more like a movement. This is what the, you know, the convoy up in Canada, that was an actual movement. It was fueled and incentivized from something greater than government, that being the people. It was starting to surge and bubble here But, of course, the People's Convoy, Inc. got in the way, got co-opted, got their asses all tangled up. In the movement, that wave, it ceased. It fizzled. But there's another one brewing. And this is a quiet community out there, not too far different from the trucking community, as a matter of fact, and that's the farmers. They're dusting it up over there big time. Literally, they are backed right up to state buildings, and they're just dumping loads of manure. The tractors have got the place in gridlock. The farmers have finally stood up, and they have no choice. They have no choice, because they've announced over there all this Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 stuff, 30%. Cut. Somehow, some way, they were going to have to cut 30%. That's just the first cut. And then there's another 30% cut. Again, they're talking about, and they finally got one of the high mucky mucks over there on a hot mic saying, you know, it's just the reality is that there's just not going to be any room for your businesses anymore. You know, there's not going to be those in the future. Seriously. Again, going back to the fundamentals, what do you have when government controls a means of production? All right, the signal to the farmers didn't come from like that usual supply and demand, from consumer demand. The signal didn't come from the consumers to the farmer. The signal is coming from the government to the farmer. The people are saying we need more food. Again, supply and demand. When supply is low and demand is high, the price goes up. It's a natural consequence of scarcity. So they've created artificial scarcity, forced the prices up. We see farmers going out of business. We see people as a whole. If you were to envision society all up there, people trying, all climbing, trying to get to the top of the tree. Everyone just slipped and fell down a branch or two. Okay? And that's just what happened. It's expensive for everybody. Whenever they had accrued any jobs that they had and the pay, the annual salary they were getting, you know, what it is and what it was, or, you know, could be the same. But if the price of everything around you is increased by one third, if you were on the edge before, you're at that point where you're about to lose all that stuff and you're going to have to downsize. And I don't care whether that's from a mansion to a smaller mansion, from a small single family home back into an apartment, from an apartment back in with your parents. I don't know what the hell that means to anybody. It means different things to different people. But we are letting government get in and engineer this. They come up with a fancy suit and a big shit eating grin on their face saying, I've got the solution now. This is what we got to do. America strong. All right. And the flags will wave. All right, the applause tracks, you know, to be perfectly timed. It'll be wonderful. And we'll all cheer. And they'll just say, oh, boy, you know, Russia. You know, whatever, Britney Spears, you know, something. They'll dangle some shiny keys out there and point over and cast the blame on something. But, oh, you know, we're not quitters. We're just going to get up and we're going to poke you right in the eye again. Yay! And the vassals cheer. Folks, the solution is not going to come from them. It's not going to come from them. I don't know. I mean, I keep saying this over and over again, and I hang around with a lot of different communities and groups of people all over. And I'll have to admit, sometimes I even get lulled into some of these discussions. You know, what are they going to do? What can they do? What will they do? You know, who is this they? Who is this they of which we all often speak? I mean, we are somebody. I've watched their solutions. I watched their solutions become problems, and then they offered solutions to those problems. They created a crisis, they created another solution. It's wonderful. We've never been without a solution. We should be thankful for that, right? We have never, ever been without a government solution. All right, well, they got the NDA up there. I'm hoping that you're going to take the time to fire off a scathing email to your Congress critters. And under no circumstances should Adam Schiff be allowed to obstruct justice in anyone that knowingly participates. It will definitely be remembered and included in his legal problems. But I don't think things are over. If there's any justice in the world that exists, high-level chronic criminals like this guy, you know, will ultimately somehow, someday, some way, find their way into a court and subsequently into a cell. Be calling. That shouldn't even be reauthorized. Like I said, it's a legalized propaganda and using your tax dollars too. That's the sad part. Using your tax dollars. Elon Musk, he certainly is shaking up the old apple cart a little bit. I kind of hope that he does continue to have his way with Twitter. He's exposed something that's actually pretty important, because the bots online, you know, I know they were out there. I remember years ago, I was part of an early beta testing for something that was called FireTalk, and it was among the very first voiceover internet programs. Now, little chat rooms that you could create. And, you know, you could get up there one at a time and speak. And it was very new. Like I said, at the time, there was no such thing out there. And this was a new thing that was being tested. And it was, turned out, I guess, to be part of a Navy project that was put out there through intelligence. And I remember at the end of the cycle of this thing, when the beta period and everything was over, and it lasted a while, lasted a couple of years, but there was these entities around there, you know, like users. You go on to the boards right now and you think the people you're interacting with are real people. Well, that's not necessarily true. These particular entities, and there's one I still remember its name. You know, people have all kinds of weird screen names. Well, this one was AI-139. And, you know, I didn't think much about it. And it came into the room and got booted almost immediately. You know, whatever chat rooms they were going in. Because it was acting really stupid. And they thought it was a troll, troublemaker coming in to be disruptive, and kept getting kicked out. And it would come back and it would, like a little tiny child, ask questions. And then it would go out and it'd pop back in again. Well, what was happening is it was given a very limited vocabulary of words to work with. And it was cut loose into the forums. So it would go around, it was bouncing around, and, you know, some of the, you know, heavier political channels, you know, that I might hang out. And it didn't last very long in there before it got booted out. There might be other little channels where people thought it was cute and would entertain it and teach it things. And what it didn't know, it would go out onto the internet, hit Google or whatever, and it would ask the question, learn what it was. And I don't mean where it had to sit down and read and reread and study. I mean, once it accessed the information, it was in there. Instant, 100% photographic memory every time. So if it went into the room, got lambasted with a you know, 20 different words that it didn't know, it would go out and find out what those 20 words were and instantly committed to memory right back in the room again. And these things would teach themselves. And we watched it happen. It went from a bumbling, you know, we weren't sure if it was a troll or someone with a severe disability or what. It was really strange. But I watched this thing educate itself as a non-organic entity, you know, and it just kind of took off. I'm not even sure what got me on that. But this type of technology has been out there for quite a while, and right now it's a double-edged sword. It's definitely a double-edged sword. And what's, oh, that's what it was, the bots. You know, this was years ago. I mean, my kids were teeny tiny little kids, man. So I'm talking 30 years ago. And what's happened in that length of time is enormous. So now, and I found out when I got involved with the convoy effort, is almost everything around the websites that we had was loaded with bots. I mean, slathered, covered in them. It was a full-time job for about a dozen people to do nothing but delete and track these things down. And they would get on you and follow you to other places and onto Telegram and wherever you went. These bots were there. Well, in the corporate world, and this is going to be the big battle that takes place between Elon Musk and Twitter, and I think Twitter is in some big trouble, is that, you know, the offer that Musk made was based on, you know, how many users are on the platform. That's the value in Twitter. I mean, I mean their website, and, you know, I could go out and create a website in 5 minutes, you know, and what makes one valuable and one not is that one was supposed to have millions and millions of users. In the course of this, you know, playing out, we now realize a big, significant number. I don't even know what numbers they're talking about right now, but extremely significant fraction of the total activity on this site is artificial. It's bots. These are things that come in just to troll. Other times they come in and they, you know, you could stack up the real Joe Biden account and load it up with bots. Make it look like, you know, 80 million people love them. I mean, how much political damage can be done? This has a serious impact. It has a major effect on the mindset of the average person. You know, as they're interacting on social media, think of how many ways they can control your perception of how credible or popular anybody is. And they never have to do anything other than send an algorithm to bots, to little software spiders that live on the internet by the millions. Endlessly reproduce. You know, you can block one, but, you know, there's another one right behind it. I mean, this is what happened. And with Twitter, you know, if it turns out that two-thirds of the activity on that site is artificial, because here's the thing, is people buy platforms like that, presumably to turn a profit, that they know a good way or even a better way of possibly running it and turning it into a profit or a better resource or whatever. So, you know, how do you convert AI software bots into paying customers? I mean, you got advertisers that pay, you know, real actual money to have their advertisements pop up on your videos, show up in your sidebar, whatever. Ads, you know, you've seen them. Well, when they're told that you've got, you know, 10 million people on a platform, for example, and if you pay this much for your ads, you're going to have exposure to 10 million people, and then you find out there's only like 4 million people, right? What if there's only 4 million? You know, they have lied to a lot of advertisers. It's false advertising, pure and simple. And in the case of Elon Musk, he's looking at buying this. You know, he's running around kicking the tires. I don't like everything about Elon Musk, don't get me wrong, but he was very, very clever in how he did this. He was three or four moves ahead of them the whole way. And right now he's got them tangled up really good. I don't see what legal leg Twitter has coming back at him, because it was Twitter that was deceptive. It was deceptive in terms of that sale. But now everybody in the world knows that Twitter is just covered in bots. Just covered. Now they can go and, you know, they can all subscribe to the real Joe Biden to make it look like he's extremely popular. They can program them to do that. Or they can program them to find you and target you. To be all over you like bees. Everywhere you go. And once they identify you, to let everyone know that you're there. So that you can be shadow banned. Jeez, you know, what do you... You know, this is going to be a very, very interesting future for us, folks. It really is. I hope you're all prepared for it. you know, realize that the person you might be interacting with may not even be a real person. I mean, I watched and heard with my own ears a piece of software go from a babbling toddler to being able to talk pretty much as I am talking to you right now. And it happened over a short period of time. And we're going back 25 plus years ago when I saw this. So imagine that. Got a call in from Vancouver. James from Vancouver, how are you this evening?
Yeah, good evening. I was kind of inspired by your first comments there regarding back, in fact, even back before the American Revolution, where those people were sounding the alarm. And seems to me those people and the colonialists of the past were risk takers in what they did, and until we become risk takers, we are simply going to be at the mercy of the conspiracy that is being talked about in governments against us now for decades.
It does seem like people don't want to get out of their comfort zone, and that, you know, taking a risk, as you said, seems to be bred out of a lot of people, as they want guaranteed comfort and they go to government for those guarantees. And we were warned not to trade security for liberty, and we have.
Right. Now, Another reason I wanted to call is because last year I talked to you about truckers a couple of months before that trucker convoy started.
Yeah, I remember.
Today, though, I hear that there's a deliberate shortage now of diesel engine oils and the additives needed for the diesel engine to operate properly. And this is a serious situation, if it's true, and I think it is.
Yeah, I've been hearing that quite a bit. And, you know, if you think about this, in typical, you know, military strategy is always to go after supply lines.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always have to be the large volume things, you know, the macros. It's like with plants, you got right. macronutrients and micronutrients.
Yeah.
And if you deprive it of the teeniest amount of a micronutrient, it is necessary. It has to be there. And if you interrupt just that one little thing, the whole right. system fails. And that's the type of targeting that could be existing here, is going after one of or several of the byproducts of that oil in order to attack the industry again. They're looking for plausible deniability, but yeah. So what have you heard recently about that?
Well, I've heard it reported from Mike Adams, and I listened to Baron Schoaf's program this morning, and a gentleman named Daryl from Canada reported it, and he'd been doing some research into it because he's got connections with truckers and so on. So I suspect, I don't suspect, I'm damn sure there's something going on that's, you know, going to run us into a lot of trouble here. And also another gentleman, Tony from Chicago, mentioned it, and a lot of these callers are very, very special because they have particular intel that they share that's unique to what they do. See, and it behooves us to coordinate that intel because that helps us to figure out what's going on. You see.
Yeah,
and,
or figure workaround. Yeah. Now, how would the trucking industry on such a grand scale be able to bob and weave and deal with this type of a shortage that's coming their way? Because it translates as I understand it, with all the sensors and everything, is these trucks will just simply stop working.
Yeah.
Now, are there modifications that can be done to keep the fleet going?
Well, I understand those electric trucks are—they're not reliable. This electric option, people are complaining that they have to recharge at inappropriate times, and they have to do all kinds of things to make sure the damn machine can run. But
someone took a camper on a trip, and he made it 85 miles.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See, and you're not going to get the kind of efficiency with an outfit like that that you'll get with a diesel engine or, you know, a gasoline engine. It's just not going to happen.
So, right.
I had thought that at the beginning of 2022, they were going to hit us up here with injection certificates to go to the Walmart and... they had planned to do that. They set up a booth at the Walmart near me, and it was to check your vax card before you came in. Well, somehow they gave up on that for some reason. Now, it could have been the trucker convoy. It could have been other things. And now I think what they're going to try to do is do this diesel engine oil and additives embargo. Right, I think that's what they're going to try.
Now, didn't they pass something up there in Canada recently? Is there so much comes across my computer that I lose it, but did something pass there?
Well, one of my friends who got her bank account taken away because she gave $50 to the truckers told me that they passed legislation, so now they can listen on this phone call, and they can eavesdrop on my emails and so on and so forth. So it wasn't it Ben Franklin who said, we either hang together or we're going to hang separately, you see?
Yeah.
And that gets back to what you're talking about at the beginning of the show, see? The revolutionaries, they took a stand, you see. So I could say, well, gee, I better not call into RBN, as you see, but I'm not going to do that. That's not me. So,
yeah.
So this is ramping it up.
That's trouble. We got a quick break. Hang in here. We'll wrap up on the other side. Red Pill Politics. You're listening. Now, right back.
To fight. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me. This is...
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Is it conspiracy?
Happy Saturday, everybody. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We air every single Saturday, same bat time, same bat channel, from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. I'm an East Coaster, come from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts here. And if you would like to get show notes, things like that, please do send an email. You can check us out, get on the email list over at redpillpolitics.tv. Subscribe and we'll put you right on the list there. You can check out the old streams. And if you'd like to play around the text chat, I welcome you. We throw a self-destructing stream out to Twitch, and we're also on Rumble. Do a search for Red Pill Politics on Rumble, and you can join us there as well. And head on over to republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the calendar. Lots of great programmers there. And if you go and have a look around, you'll find that there's a pretty full archive. Find some of the programs you like, dump them onto a thumb drive, take them to work with you, share them around. All the players are there. You can listen to any episode going back for quite a while. So share the good news, and on your way out, hit that donate button. Every little bit counts. All right, every little bit counts. If you can do $5 a month, and I think about how much I spend just on incidentals. Right, when I walk out of the house and forget my coffee and I just go buy a coffee somewhere, you know, little things like that. And I say, how much money do I spend on that crap? And I realize that, you know, if I dump, you know, $5 a month, which is a fraction of that, into things like this that are a real resource, you'd actually have something. So donate if you can. Back to the show here. We got our caller here from Canada still.
Yes, still here.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, what's your forecast up there for Canada? Because Trudeau's, in my estimation, he's a globalist lapdog right from the get-go. I don't think you're going to see him deviate too far from what Uncle Schwab wants him to do. Do you think this might be the calm before the storm, or... do you think a lot of these mandates and things like that are actually going to subside?
No, I think the whole damn thing is bought and paid for. Ottawa is bought and paid for, just like I believe the Congress today is bought and paid for. you don't have leaders in the Senate anymore like you had like 50 years ago that, you know, could stand up to... you know, there was some corruption going on, but those guys, I think at least they had way more credibility than what we got today. I mean, the people that run the government in Ottawa are children, okay? They're like children. I went to university with them years ago, and they had their Marxist professors. I even know some of them. Some of them are not there anymore. But
I talked right through our last segment. Hold on. We got another break, I think, coming in here. And we'll wrap up on the other side of that. This is Red Pill Politics and Republic Broadcasting Network.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because... you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show.
Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Mr. Pump.